855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. The SACL toll-free call-in line. You can take control of the airwaves, call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live after all. You can also go to freetalklive.com, as interactive as the show is. The website is also. You can load, upload, you can upload whatever you want to put up there, news stories, blog posts. People will vote them up. You can vote other people's up, vote it down. It's freetalklive.com. Let's go straight into the calls. We've got Chris Lawless calling in from New Hampshire on behalf of the Liberty Forum. Chris?
How you guys doing?
All's well.
Chris Lawless, welcome to Free Talk Live.
I hear you have some kind of exclusive announcement for Free Talk Live regarding the Liberty Forum, which is a forum of a seminar, meeting. What do you call it?
A festival.
Festival? Okay.
Sure. It's a great, I would call it the counterpart of Pork Fest.
It is a liberty-oriented festival in New Hampshire during usually the dead of winter, with all kinds of speakers in a hotel room and in like a large hotel area. How many people generally attend this event, Chris?
About 250 to 350 attend the whole weekend, and then we had upwards of 600 people when Ron Paul spoke a couple of years ago.
Certainly Ron Paul's going to pack the house. I remember that. It was electric to see that event. I mean, I just couldn't believe all the people just cheering and having such a great time with Ron Paul.
Liberty Forum is like a magnet for people. It's an intellectual and social magnet, Chris Lawless. So thanks for joining us on Free Talk Live on this Saturday night. Good to have you here, man.
Thank you. And I actually agree with you. It is electric. The first year I ran it, it was all about hearing the speakers. But after the first day, it's all about the energy of all the activists and just getting to meet people who are moving to New Hampshire. Some are natives, some aren't moving, but they're just, you know, they're here to support us and hear great speakers. And it is a great event.
You can feel it in the air when you're there and you meet these people who have come from far away and they're interested in the Free State Project and they want to find out. And then you go into a room and there's someone speaking. There's, a couple of years ago, novelist F. Paul Wilson speaking. There's Glenn Jacobs speaking. All these terrific people that you help schedule. And, of course, anyone who's been there knows the great work you put into it. Chris, they can see you towering in the crowd and directing things, saying, okay, everybody over here, we've got this going on over here, we've got this. It's terrific, and I hope people will think about it. And thanks for letting us know a little bit about this.
We should mention last year, the last Liberty Forum, they had David Friedman, son of Milton Friedman, giving a very interesting speech on market failure.
Yeah, and he was on this program just after that, or just before it, I think.
After, I think.
Yeah. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about what's going on this year for the Liberty Forum. Still scheduled for Nashua, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I actually want to call to announce that officially we have a date.
Excellent.
Excellent. What is that date?
A contract has been signed. It is February 23rd will be our Thursday gun shoot, and we have a couple other ideas planned for Thursday. And then the opening ceremony will be Friday the 24th, and we'll continue through that weekend, the 25th and 26th.
Excellent. All right. This is great.
That is great. Do you have any kind of speakers you know that are on the lineup? Can you tickle us with any information, or is it just the dates at this point?
So I do have a little bit. There's one speaker who is 99% confirmed. He needs to check with his wife.
Okay.
Which I kind of chuckled when I heard that. He's a very well-known. I don't know if a lot of libertarians will know him, but he's extremely well-known. And one of my goals for this year is to have no repeats.
Oh, that's
great. We have lots of speakers who are fantastic.
Sure.
I'd love to get Ron Paul again, and, I'd love to get David Friedman again. But one of the things I want to do is kind of twofold is, number one, reach out to new speakers. Many of us want to hear a new speaker. And then two, kind of broaden the pool for our, a little bit of a different speaker. There'll still be liberty topics. And that, but kind of reach a broader audience. So there'll be something good for all of us, but then something we can invite our friends who might not be 100% liberty lovers. There'll be something for them as well.
Very good. Chris, thanks for the announcement. It's the Liberty Forum, February the 24th through the 26th. Free Talk Live will certainly be there. Gardner Goldsmith, you'll certainly be there.
Indeed.
And we'll be, I'm excited to do it.
Chris, you always...
I'll,
Well, I was just going to say, Chris, you always come through with new fascinating information, whether it's stories about your border crossings or it's and people can find that out if they're friends on with you on Facebook or just the great work that you guys do. And everybody who's people who are just listening on a Saturday night might not be that familiar with some of the things that the Free State Project does. These people in the Free State Project, everybody, they put their money where their mouth is. They walk the walk, whatever, you know, euphemism you want to make. Apply. They really believe in liberty, and they do their work. Awesome, awesome job, Chris. I can't wait for February.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll call in as soon as I get more speakers than that. Maybe I'll call in the weeks when I have some confirmed speakers.
Great, man.
Very good, Chris. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we're waiting for the hurricane to hit.
And oh, man.
Is it still a hurricane, or has it been downgraded to a tropical depression?
No, it's still a hurricane.
Okay. And technically, maybe, I was just going to say, technically, maybe it's just a long, drawn-out tropical recession.
Or, that would
or maybe
be nice.
If you're with one of the politicians, they might not even want to use one of those terms. They'll just say, it's in a slump. It's a low-pressure system. It's in a slump. But
yeah.
I'm glad you guys... Have you built the ark yet?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I see green shoots.
Yeah. Have you built the ark yet to get out of New York?
No, actually, I've some friends of mine today were moving up to Connecticut. So I sort of helped them and kind of made sure no one, you know, ripped off their moving van while they were, you know, moving things into the van and things. New York, it's like that. You know, you leave something open, a door open, and someone runs in, and before you know it, your possessions are gone. So it was interesting.
So
when I was watching the van, I noticed, I saw the Coast Guard hurricane airplane that flies into the eyes of the storm with the four big engines and the big needle on the nose that measures the strength of the hurricane. Mm-hmm. And that was at about, I guess, maybe 5:20.
That's got to be a fun job, huh? I mean, you know, sign me up for that crap.
Absolutely. If you like the amusement parks, I think that's probably, you know, very much like it, you know, being buffeted by the strong winds and things.
Take your Dramamine.
Yeah, but, you know, I was listening to the show last night, and I enjoyed the discussion regarding the religion and spirituality. I think that's a topic that's more valid now than ever, and I think a lot of people still haven't come to the distinctions between those two, spirituality and organized religion. And also, I was surprised to hear how difficult the judge made the sentence, you know, for your associate.
For Ian Freeman,
so many days in jail for nothing. I mean, what is the matter with that judge? He needs to be impeached.
And by the way, we should mention, I'm filling in for Ian tonight, folks. I'm Gargan Goldsmith, and LibertyConspiracy.com is my website, and Mark's been nice enough to have me come in, and Ian's been nice enough to have me come in as well, so... more power to Ian. Yeah, they really, really laid it on heavy for Ian, and it's very disappointing. But it shows you what the community is like here, my friend, in the Liberty community, especially around Keene, New Hampshire, all the great support that Ian has got and what a great reputation he has. I thought last night's program was excellent as well. And in fact, before Mark's waving me off like, no, we don't need that.
If you
compliment.
Want to get last night's program, you can go to freetalklive.com. There's a week's worth of programs there to be downloaded.
I just want to say that as a listener, also as a host, but as a listener, I really appreciate people approaching the issue that you mentioned, spirituality versus organized religion, and also the other issues that were discussed on the program, particularly videotaping of police, with intellectual rigor and fairness. And as a person, I get very, very tired now in particular. I'm really getting tired of typical talk radio programs.
Right.
Not
intellectualism
being fair.
And fairness seem to be at a dearth on
Absolutely.
Talk radio,
precisely,
in my opinion.
Precisely.
And if we aren't living up to those standards, please call in and tell us where we've made mistakes. I mean, I think that's how, in the debate, using critical thinking, I think that's how we get evolved the ideas.
Yes.
Because there's not a lot of evolution in ideas out there. I mean, all you have to do is look at the presidential candidates we have to choose from, and you can see the colostomy bags that our politicians in the United States. Frank, thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained farmers agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. Sometimes I like to go over there and just browse through the stickers. The quotes and the sayings on them are so prescient and relevant and often witty.
It's libertystickers.com. I've got one on the back of my car, as a matter of fact, that says Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
Mm-mm-mm. Good stuff to remind people.
Libertystickers.com. Let's go to Shadow in Huntsville. Shadow.
Hey, all.
Hey, Shadow. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I was wanting to know something. Friday, of course, yesterday then, on the radio program here that comes down before you all do, that they were talking about this Fed raid in Nashville, Tennessee of the Gibson Guitar Company.
DBA, yes. Right? So glad you brought that up. We were talking about that before the show. It was one of the topics we wanted to discuss, man. Way to hit it.
Please do, because I grew up in Nashville, and to me, that's a direct act of war against me, and I don't like that. And this Mohawk right here, that's what I am. I know how to make war. During Vietnam and the Cold War, I did over 20 years with a certain particular U.S. intelligence agency as a, shall we say, independent contractor.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know how to make war, man, you know.
Al, I don't think you can make war on the United States government with any success. It's been tried, and usually people that do it fail.
Yeah, and it's really not a laughing matter, of course. It's a really serious thing. Shadow, what fascinated me about it was we've been seeing a lot of these raids on things like raw foods out in California for the whole milk that they've been selling.
Rawsome Foods, yes.
Out in California, YouTube has it everywhere. We posted stuff at Liberty Conspiracy about it and spoken about it in podcasts. And it's amazing now to see the actual armed figures who are working with the Environmental Protection Agency and other so-called nonviolent agencies now that were brought in by, in this case, this was brought in by the Nixon administration, but embraced by many people who think that the state really has a place in protecting the environment. And these are typically more left-leaning statists, more traditional-type Democrats in a way. Yeah, and it's, many people on the right would probably say that. And now, you know, I at Liberty Conspiracy, I said, you know, maybe the left-wing statists might wake up and recognize that by creating these state agencies, by relying on the state to do something that the market can do much better through supply and demand, the price mechanism, and showing scarcity, it can the market can husband resources better. The whole thing of this, for everybody who is unaware, is that Gibson Guitars got nailed. The article came out in the Wall Street Journal on the 26th, got nailed by the EPA, of all things, for the wood that they have in their guitars.
Like, and the whole guitar, or just parts of the guitar?
It looks like it's the frets and parts of the neck. Okay.
So you're talking about a very small amount
of
wood.
Exactly. And this is what the Wall Street Journal said.
Especially endangered wood?
Yeah, stick with a Shadow. I'll just give everybody the information for those people who are joining us listening on their car radios or whatever. Here we are. It says, the tangled intersection of international laws is enforced through a thicket of paperwork. Recent revisions to the 1900s Lacey Act require that anyone crossing the U.S. border declare every bit of flora or fauna being brought into the country. One is under strict liability to fill out the paperwork and without any mistakes. So the accusation is that possibly Gibson Guitar is using wood that comes from these endangered trees out in Madagascar. But it applies, it could potentially apply not just to the manufacturers of the guitar, but the owners of the guitars who, if they leave the country, musicians, if they leave the country, let's say Dave Grohl plays in Europe, if he comes back and he doesn't have documentation on what his guitar is made of, because he has to declare what the wood is, they could seize his guitar. And he could be prosecuted.
And a lot of musicians have, you know, attachments to particular instruments. They believe that that's the way they make their sound and that kind of thing.
And it's their property.
Indeed.
Like, it's unbelievable.
I'm just saying that it's not so easy to just buy a new guitar when you go to whatever country you're
going to. Willie Nelson's guitar, he's got this great acoustic. It's held together by a clamp because his pick has worn through it so much. All these different people. So now, Here is the story. It says, consider the recent experience of Pascal Villard, whose Atlanta-era company A4400 Pianos imported several antique Bossendorfers. Mr. Villard asked officials at the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species how to fill out the correct paperwork, which simply encouraged them to alert U.S. Customs to give his shipment added scrutiny. There was never any question that the instruments were old enough to have grandfathered ivory keys, but Mr. Villard didn't have his paperwork straight when 24 federal agents came calling. Facing criminal charges that might have put him in prison for years, Mr. Villard pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of violating the Lacey Act and was handed a $17,500 fine. And of course,
this is what it all boils down to, folks.
Money.
It's all about the money.
Yep.
Shadow, thank you for the call.
Awesome. And one of the things that we need to stress for people, if they are just getting familiar with libertarian ideas or things like that, it's not just our resentment and rancor at seeing innocent people trying to make things for people who didn't know, and they've got this Byzantine jungle of paperwork. It is the fact that there's also a way out of this, and it's not the government way, it's the market way.
Right, and the market can actually preserve species far better than the government's mechanisms of, the Endangered Species Act and that kind of thing. The Endangered Species Act only creates demand in certain areas for these things. And you can look at Africa, where they have, allowed in some places elephants to be owned, and in other places they protect them in parks. And the places where they're protected in parks, oftentimes poachers will go in to get the valuable tusks. In the places where they're owned, people protect them, and there's more elephants, and they're safer.
Exactly.
Let's go to Paul in Tampa. Paul?
Hi, I'm in a mall right now. I hope it's not too noisy.
It doesn't sound too bad.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't sound too bad.
Okay, good. I really appreciate your program. I'm afraid we've been victims of bait and switch for many, many years, decades, by frauds on that claim to be conservatives and talk conservative, but they tell you to vote for all these Republicans who've given us the big government, and they've controlled the Supreme Court since Eisenhower, so they've given us all the liberal Supreme Court case law that they complain about. They're the ones that did it. And I'd like to suggest to your listeners, which I own stock in the World Almanac, but if you pick up a World Almanac, they have all the budgets in the history of America in there on just one page. And you can see how under Nixon, the spending more than doubled. Then under Carter, the spending went up about 58%. Reagan and Bush, 233% increase.
Paul, hold the line. I know you're getting to something here. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frames as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with a Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com. Check out Free Talk Live, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have you can go check out the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Dozens of ladies proving that they listen to Free Talk to Free Talk Live. You may or may not go for the reasons that Gardner goes, whatever those might be.
I just want
to go to Paul in Tampa.
Hey, Paul, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, he's back, actually.
Hey, that's right, you're back. We held you over. How you doing, Paul?
Pretty good. I wanted to ask you about Michelle Bachman, but I wanted to just finish what I was talking about before and real quick.
Yeah.
And that was that if you look in the same figures, of course, you can look this up at C3.189 in federal documents and get the actual budgets the president sent to Congress. Congress had to pass those budgets, but you'll see all these Republican presidents design the budgets and ask them to do it.
Yeah.
All those big increases. So anyway, and then it spending doubled on the Bush, and he wanted them to do it. And I know as of 2005, there was a non-military spending increase 359% more than the military spending. And so
that was Homeland Security, I suspect.
No, what I'm saying is the non-military increased 359% more. That's just off the top of my head. If you go out and check it out till later, it's going to be much worse. But anyway, so it all total spending doubled on the Bush. Well, that's all coming out of our pockets, and so the average American, I figured I could retire at age 40 if we weren't getting ripped off so bad.
That's about right. It frankly is. When you think about how much money, when you figure all the taxes in that the average person pays, because remember, corporations don't pay taxes. Corporations are businesses intended to provide services to people, and if they can't make a profit, they don't exist, at least not for very darn long. And the only way that they can make a profit is by having their overhead covered, and taxes are overhead. So the overhead has to go into the products that they produce. So that means the consumers pay taxes. And when you consider that all the income taxes, the state taxes, the local taxes, the corporate taxes, the gas taxes, and all the taxes, it looks like about 50 cents on every dollar seems to go to some government agency or another. You know, there's a lot of debate on this, and it's difficult to tell exactly how much it is, but it's a lot of productivity.
You're right. I can tell you exactly where you can see it. In statistical abstract, if you look in there under the personal income, then take the total spending on the census of government finances of state, local, and federal government, and do the math, it comes out to 50%, which takes you to July 4th.
Yeah, you got it.
It was like that when Reagan was president. This isn't speculation.
No.
There's a census of government finances in the same area that the government documents. You'll find it, and you can look in statistical abstract, and you'll see that.
Paul, before you go on, let's stress that.
Sure.
That how much is taken from people today. And let's add to that, Paul, with the deficit spending that the government does, we should mention that it's not just them. It's their children and grandchildren who are now being enslaved by these politicians. So they're going to be working straight through for months and months and months. Even if they stopped all of the spending today, children who haven't even been born yet will be paying for it years down the line. So if this is supposedly the land of the free, how is it that people who don't exist yet will be enslaved to political ideology?
Well, I've never heard Michelle Bachmann point out these statistical facts. I've never heard any other politicians other than Ron Paul point this out. I'm 100% for Ron Paul. But let me just give you the bottom line on it. If you look in that in that area of government documents in a good city library or a university library, it's all there. It's real simple. And these are the actual facts done by it's federal law. Everybody's got to report their finances to the Census Bureau, and they have what they call a census of government finances. And you can look up your local school district, everything.
Paul, what's your question on Michelle Bachmann?
I'm sorry?
What's your question on Michelle Bachmann?
Well, I wanted you all to. I saw today. I looked up on Wikipedia a little bit about her, but I saw where she was for 5 years a IRS attorney.
That was what I was going to point out.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Then I saw when she was in law school, she helped this professor write a book with who she says has recently said he's one of the guiding forces in her life to turn the United States into a theocracy. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what it said in there. I'd like to get your response on that. And then I also saw where she, when she was in the legislature in Minnesota, she said she wasn't going to vote for the cigarette tax, and then she turned around and voted for the cigarette tax when Minnesota was swimming in money.
She had some explanation for that I saw during, you know, one debate or another in that circumstance. But, you know, what disturbs me is what disturbs you. She worked as a tax attorney. She said it was to learn her enemy. But in the process of learning her enemy, she turned into an enemy of the United States citizen by enforcing this stuff. And the second thing is all this moralistic stuff that she wants to cram down all our throats. There's lots of different people who have religions that say different things, and there's no reason why one particular person's version of a guy in the sky should actually be the one that we're all forced to adhere to. And you can't have morality by forcing people to act in a moral fashion.
You have to.
All you have at that point is adherence. Morality comes from the ability to choose. Paul, thanks for the call. And, you know, this is the real problem with the idea of controlling someone's actions when they're not hurting somebody else. Like, for instance, gay marriage or looking at porn.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachmann wants to stop all of that.
Exactly.
And the fact is that New Hampshire passed
through the legislature, gay marriage. This is not some, you know, legislating from the bench kind of thing. Then, and who is she to suggest that the people of the state of New Hampshire, if that's really who passed it, because it's just some politicians who did it,
yeah,
should not be able to rule their own state?
And you know, it's what's fascinating about this, just on a practical matter, on that particular issue, Mark, just as an anecdotal thing to mention, is those people who are opposed to gay marriage, and I'm opposed to the state getting involved with marriage altogether anyway.
Right, I'm opposed to,
right,
to
exactly,
marriage as a government function.
Yeah, it started as a way to try to stop white people from marrying black people, and there were various
religious
things.
Exactly what marriage certificates have always been about, control.
The whole thing is all about control, and I just eliminate it altogether. But also, what fascinates me is I've spoken with some people about this who are on the so-called right-wing Michelle Bachmann's side, and they say, well, you know, they've worked to try to stop gay marriage in New Hampshire and in other states. They don't want it. And I say, look, what you don't understand is the Constitution has this thing in it that requires states to recognize the full faith and credit of any other legal contract in other states. It's called the Full Faith and Credit Clause. Duh.
That's right.
And
so marriage in New Hampshire is
will
valid
be recognized in another
other state.
Exactly. So these people spend thousands and thousands of dollars, which is why,
right, worrying about how other people live their lives.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, and it's supposed to be such a big deal. Now, I'll admit, I will absolutely say that the government has, you know, demands that businesses show recognition to marriage and that kind of thing. And I shouldn't have to recognize anybody's gay marriage or their straight marriage or their marriage to their dog or whatever. I don't care.
Right.
I mean, that I shouldn't have to, as an employer, offer any specific things to somebody. You know, the contract that I put together with one employee doesn't have to be the same as it is with another employee. That's ludicrous to me.
And Mark, before we go on to the next call, just to mention, what it does is it involves all these new tentacles of the state getting involved with private business,
every
telling
time
them how to
you
run
use
it.
The government to control somebody else's life,
right,
it controls yours.
And it brings us back to those conservatives who years and years ago, maybe they wouldn't even call them conservatives, reactionaries perhaps, didn't want to see black people and white people getting married. Some of them seem to be, their offspring seem to be the people who don't want gays getting married by the state, right?
So
they got the state involved now, right? Just like we saw with the environmentalists getting the state involved to try to protect the environment, it's come back to bite them now. They don't like it.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. This is SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It is, we are live, by the way, on a Saturday night, and so few radio shows will do that for you. It's Mark with you.
And Guard filling in for Ian. Thanks for joining us.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVenture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're doing business online to have somebody who's reputable. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. I was just on their website earlier this week. Amazing assortment of knives. I needed to get a fillet knife for, processing chickens. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right.
Guard, let's go directly into the calls
again. It's their show, man.
That's right. Well, we'll do our best to host them in the process.
Yes, indeed.
Craig, calling from WikiWatchy.
Hey, WikiWatchy.
Hey, first time I heard your show, and I'm enjoying it.
How do the mermaids like that? The water gets all stirred up when the hurricanes go through. Is that
well? WikiWatchy is an Indian reservation, and they have mermaids to keep everybody entertained over here.
There you go.
Hey, regarding the last caller, as far as I'm concerned, Michelle Bachmann's campaign will be fizzling out pretty soon. But having said that, in my opinion, Michelle Bachmann is nothing but a covert operative for the IRS. I don't care what she says. I don't trust her. She's got IRS all over, and he knows a lot of people, including Ron Paul, that want to get rid of the IRS. And who's the one person that can keep the IRS alive? Michelle Bachmann.
There you go. I'd like to point something out. In 2008... when Ron Paul was running, he said, and you know, he'd know, he's a U.S. representative, been elected 13 times or something like that, and he said that if you got rid of the IRS and the revenue that comes from the income tax, that the government's, basically the revenue for the government would shrink it back to 1997 levels from 2008. And I don't know about you, but I thought the government was too big in 1997, too.
Yep.
And so, therefore, getting rid of the IRS and this arduous work that that the average American has this free accounting that they have to do for the government. The 14th Amendment says that there shall be no involuntary servitude, but
every year. My wife spends about 40 hours, filling out these pieces of paper and stuff for the government. And that's involuntary servitude. She'd rather not do it.
Yeah, and she had all these children she adopted, but she was or foster care, but she also got government to cover for all those foster children. So she had her hand out. Then she complained about Obama with all that stimulus money, but she was the first one in her state to get her hands, her grubby hands, all over the stimulus money. So enough about her, because she's going to be toast pretty soon.
Yeah.
Talking about Gibson guitars, I heard they weren't charged with anything. Is that true?
The report from the Wall Street Journal that came out didn't have all the specifics, so maybe somebody could call
okay,
in.
Okay, well,
says,
you know, having said that,
yeah,
the musicians need to get together in force and come down hard on the government for going. So what are they going to do, chase Gibson, chase him out of the country, and they're going to be building Gibsons
right
in China?
That's exactly what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
And this is, and you know, the Democrats will wail about it. Oh, the businesses are going elsewhere. And the Republicans will say, we need more tariffs.
We don't like them foreign workers.
Nobody gets it. You just can't control. You can't strangle the life of people.
And then about 2 weeks prior to this, give or take, we had the Rawsome Food in San Diego that the government, I know what happened to that guy, but they put him in jail.
And that's the thing that gets
me. That's just a guy who wants to sell raw milk to people.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, well, not just raw milk, but he had other products that people were buying. That was a co-op. That was a private deal.
Yeah, and
you can, by the way,
on YouTube, you can see the Rawsome Food story. Just put in Rawsome Foods. You can see the Gibson guitar story. The owner, the CEO of Gibson, has an awesome statement from what I hear, and I can't wait to see it. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. Luther and I were speaking before the program, and this is the kind of thing that, you know, you'll hear on the talk radio programs the after effects of these things often. So many jobs have gone to Mexico. It's like, look, why do you think
they're doing this on purpose, guys. They're chasing all the farmers out of this country. They say in a few more years, a good percentage of their food become from China and everywhere else.
Well, this has nothing to do with Chinese people being evil and to stealing American jobs.
No, it has to do with our government being evil.
Exactly. And for example, I gave a presentation at a Liberty Forum a couple of years ago in which I showed how the Bush administration policies were already affecting things like shrimpers and lettuce growers in California,
It's amazing how all this stuff affects people after they get out of office, and the next guy that's in office gets blamed for it.
Yeah, and one thing we should note
it's
to those
people. It's amazing how they pass these laws that don't go into effect for three or four years.
Right, and something we should note about the economics of it to people who think that, oh, these guys, they're shilling for big companies and big business who don't want to pay a living wage or a going wage for the products. It's like, look, these guys who own businesses are in competition with other businesses from here and abroad. Doesn't matter where they're from. And they're all competing for one thing, the consumer's attention. It's not that the business people are evil money grubbers and they don't want to pay people. It's that there are certain products that consumers will not pay beyond a certain point. They'll turn to an alternative product. And this is what has happened in places like California with the lettuce and places like the strawberry growers and things like that. So what we need to do is reduce these burdens on places like Rawsome Foods and the EPA regulations on the guitar makers so they don't move away.
I got another huge story for you, which hopefully you guys know about it, but it's being overlooked by the news media for whatever reason. I can kind of guess why. August 18th on MarketWatch.com, Senator Charles Grassley is spearheading, which I got a lot of faith in him, but Senator Charles Grassley, anyway, of Iowa, is spearheading an investigation of the Securities and Exchange Commission because two whistleblowers came forward from the Securities Exchange Commission, and apparently they still got their job over there. I don't know when they're going to get bumped off, but the Securities Exchange Commission destroyed 9,000 files, okay, in 2008 and 2009, leading up to the debacle on Wall Street with all the hedge funds and Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, and everything else.
You know what's fascinating about that?
You know about that story?
No, I heard about it, actually, and I was struck by one thing, the hypocrisy of Charles Grassley. Here's Grassley, who's all in favor of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, all in favor of the Community Reinvestment Act. Yeah,
it's kind of like putting the fox in charge of the hen house, you know?
Exactly. He set up the dominoes to fall, and the SEC was there watching them fall.
Hey, I'll ask you a question. I don't want to get too way out, but and I don't want to demean anything here, but you ever look at Charles Grassley? Doesn't he kind of look like an alien to you?
You know, I...
He looks alien-esque, his eyes and his whole speech. He looks like something out of an E.T. movie or something.
I'm an odd-looking guy myself, so
well,
no comment.
But anyway, that's a big story, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and this crap with Gibson, Rawson Food, all these vitamin stores being raided and so on and so forth. It, everything's like, show me your papers. Doesn't that look reminiscent of Germany?
And in the meantime, with the SEC, you see an agency that is supposedly there set up to...
They're the police.
They're supposedly the police. And then what happens? They fail. They don't do their job. They cover it up, as you just indicated to people. And what happens?
Well,
they pass new laws and give them even more power.
Well, they chopped up Madoff stuff. His Madoff stuff was in there. They had the guy on TV. They tipped off the SEC 9 years before Madoff got indicted, and they did nothing about it. They sat on their hands.
Well, listen, there's so much more to talk about. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate it. You know, it's obvious the government's incompetent. Let's go to Paul in Portland, Maine. Oh, excuse me, it's Bob. Can't even read. Bob. Bob, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Well, you know, the cost of living. The fact of the matter is, the biggest problem here is that our government is just drunk on power and money. And I'll give you a prime example.
Okay.
Two judges in Pennsylvania last year went to jail for taking $2.6 million in kickbacks for selling 4,000 children into detention centers and just railroaded them.
That much is true. I mean, this goes to show it shows the power that, you know, that so power corrupts. There's actually science behind it. That when you give somebody power, that they, the Stanford Prison Experiment is a great example. You give somebody power, and they're going to use it to benefit themselves, to, you know, exert power over other people. And this is, you know, this is the natural result of this kind of power. Judges, judges frankly have too much power. They have a monopoly. They're part of an organization, the judicial system, which has a monopoly on a force. Of course, some of them are going to say, oh, yeah, you want me to send the kids your way? Sure. And you're going to give me a kickback every time I get 10 grand, 100 grand, whatever it is? I mean, it was an incredible amount of money. And it's because this prison or whatever would get federal funds and state funds for having inmates, and so these judges were just churning them in.
I didn't know about this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I mean that means that justice was a joke, and these kids were just railroaded and sold for profit.
You're right about that, Bob. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.